Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Bihar's Jamui on Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Political parties intensify efforts to reach out to voters ahead of assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. S&P Global Ratings projects 6.5 to 7% growth for India's GDP till financial year 2026-27. Guru Nanak Jayanti and Kartik Purnima being celebrated with religious fervour across the country. Ruling National People's Power Party of Sri Lanka registers landslide victory in parliamentary election. And in cricket, India to take on host South Africa in fourth and final T20 International at Johannesburg this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jamui in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The projects are aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Dharti Aba Birsa Munda is revered as Bhagwan by the tribal communities across the country. Today also marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Birsa Munda. On the occasion, Mr. Modi unveiled a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He also virtually participated in the Grihi Pravesh of 11,000 houses built for tribal families under the Pradhan Mantri Janjati Unnat Gram Abhiyan, PM Janman. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister said, "Today's projects are set to transform tribal life with 1.5 lakh homes, roads and new educational and health facilities."
Dharti Aba Birsa Munda ke is the bhavya smaran ke beech aaj 6000 crore rupaye se adhik ki pariyojanaon ka shilanyas aur lokarpan hua hai. Inme mere adivasi bhai behno ke liye kareeb 1.5 lakh pakke gharon ke swikruti patra hai.
Prime Minister Modi said education, employment and health care of the tribal community is the top priority of the NDA government.
Janjatiya samaj ki padhai, kamai aur dawai, is par hamari sarkar ka bahut zor hai. Aaj doctor hi ho, engineering ho, sena ho, har profession mein adivasi bete betiya aage aa rahe hain. Ye sab isliye ho raha hai क्योंकि बीते दशक में स्कूल से लेकर उच्च शिक्षा तक आदिवासी क्षेत्रों में बेहतर संभावनाएं बनी है. बीते 10 सालों में एनडीए सरकार ने 2 नई सेंट्रल ट्राइबल यूनिवर्सिटी, अनेक डिग्री कॉलेज, इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज, दर्जनों आईटीआई आदिवासी बाहुल्य जिलों में बने हैं.
Prime Minister Modi said education, employment and healthcare of the tribal community is the top priority of the NDA government. Mr. Modi announced 80,000 crore rupee package of infrastructure development of the tribal villages under the Janjatiya Utkarsh Gram Abhiyan.
Desh ke 60,000 se adhik adivasi gaon ke vikas ke liye ek vishesh yojana humne shuru ki. Dharti Aba Janjatiya ग्राम उत्कर्ष अभियान. इसके तहत करीब 80,000 करोड़ रुपए आदिवासी गांवों में लगाए जाएंगे. इसका मकसद आदिवासी समाज तक जरूरी सुविधाएं पहुंचाने के साथ साथ युवाओं के लिए ट्रेनिंग और रोजगार के अवसर बनाने का भी है.
The Prime Minister also announced the launch of Birsa Munda Gaurav Upvan in tribal-dominated districts on the occasion. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and state ministers and dignitaries are also attending the program. Union Home Minister Amit Shah unveiled a statue of Bhagwan Birsa Munda at Bansera Park in New Delhi today, honouring the legendary freedom fighter. Speaking at the event, Mr. Shah highlighted his immense contribution to the nation. He added that Birsa Munda raised awareness about the importance of water, land and forest for the tribal communities.
धर्मांतरण के खिलाफ खड़ा होने की वीरता बालक बिरसा मुंडा ने बताई और आगे चलकर ये दृढ़ता और वीरता इस देश नायक के रूप में परिवर्तित हुई. जल जमीन और जंगल यही आदिवासियों के लिए सब कुछ है. इस संस्कार को पुनर्जीवित करने का काम बिरसा मुंडा जी ने किया.
As Jharkhand gears up for second phase of assembly polls and Maharashtra for single phase voting next week, major political parties have intensified efforts to reach out to the voters in the final days before the election. In Jharkhand, during an election meeting at Tundi in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh criticized Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of rampant corruption in the state. Senior BJP leaders Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Hemant Biswa Sarma and Champai Soren also addressed rallies in Dumka, Pakur and Jama. At a public gathering in Godda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promised that if the India Alliance is voted to power, all of their poll promises will be fulfilled. Meanwhile, speaking at a rally in Devghar, senior RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav accused the BJP of dividing society along religious and caste lines. Leaders from the AJSU and left-wing parties are also actively campaigning, holding rallies and roadshows across different parts of the state. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. Voting for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the same day. Speaking at a rally in Sangli today, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar claimed that the BJP wants to change the constitution and like-minded parties have to come together under the MV umbrella to oppose this. Shiva Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray campaigned in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, where he hit out at the ruling NDA and Mahayuti government over the low minimum support price of soya bean. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be campaigning in Hingoli, Yavatmal and Chandrapur today, while Union Minister Nitin Gadkari is scheduled to campaign in Gadchiroli, Chandrapur and Nagpur. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. As part of our ongoing series on constituency profiles ahead of the upcoming assembly elections in Maharashtra, today we focus on Kasba constituency in Pune. Our correspondent reports that the Kasba seat is the most politically debated constituency among the eight constituencies in the district.
The Kasba constituency lies in the heart of the city and placed equally so in the politics of the district. It was known as BJP's port from 1995 to 2019. Late BJP MLA and former mayor of Pune, Mukhtar Tilak, won the 2019 elections, but it went to bipoll last year due to her demise, in which Ravindra Dhangekar of Congress defeated BJP candidate Hemant Rasne. Dhangekar and Rasne are face to face in this election, but the Congress is infested with rebels. Kamal Vyavare, a staunch Congress loyalist, is now contesting on the ticket of Swaraj Party. Maharashtra Navanirman Sena has fielded Ganesh Bhokre. Women voters are crucial in the result of Kasba constituency, as they are more in numbers. There are total 12 contestants for the seat. Manoj Kshirsagar, Akashvani News, Pune.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. S&P Global Ratings has projected India's GDP to grow between 6.5% to 7% annually in the next three fiscal years till 2027, driven by infrastructure development and increased consumption. S&P Global Ratings in its latest report said that structural improvements and good economic prospects will support the resilience of India's financial institutions. For the current fiscal, the Reserve Bank has projected real GDP growth at 7.2%. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today reaffirmed the government's commitment to a zero-error entrance examination system for students. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the second Insights Forum organized by the Indian School of Business, ISB, in Hyderabad, Mr. Pradhan said, "Multidimensional reforms, as recommended by the Dr. Radhakrishna Committee, are currently under examination." He said research work done by institutions like ISB will help in creating public policy and help the government at different levels.
The way India is emerging as a big economic superpower is going to be the growth engine for global growth. At this juncture, institution like ISB is doing deep research on these challenging areas. It will help to create public policy, to help government at different level, from local level to union level. This kind of research will create new pathway for quality living, which Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi envisioned ease of living.
Earlier, the minister inaugurated the second edition of the ISB Insights Forum, an annual research showcasing the ISB campus. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first Borderland Mahotsav in New Delhi this evening. The two-day Mahotsav is a mega event on language, literature and culture to sustain peace and build a vibrant Bodo society. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Mahotsav aims to integrate the indigenous Bodo people residing not only in Borderland but also in other parts of Assam, West Bengal, Nepal and other international border areas of the Northeast. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab is being celebrated with religious fervour in the country and across the world. The day marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. This year, devotees are celebrating the 555th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Sikh devotees around the world begin the day with early morning processions and offer prayers in Gurudwaras. In Punjab, hundreds of devotees are paying obeisance at Sri Harimandir Sahib in Amritsar and other Gurudwaras in the state. More from our correspondent.
Satgur Nanak Parigateya Miti Tund Jag Chanan.
Satgur Nanak Parigateya Miti Tund Jag Chanan Hua. It itself means when Guru Nanak came, the mist went away and the world saw the light. Celebrating the Prakash Purb of Shri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, the Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar and all other Gurdwaras are soulfully decorated in Punjab and across India to celebrate the divine occasion. A large number of devotees from India and abroad are arriving at Shri Harmandir Sahib Amritsar since early morning to pay obeisance to the first Guru Shri Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Many of them are taking a dip in the holy sarovar. Standing in long queues, the joyful devotees are listening to Gurbani. They are experiencing internal bliss in their heart while bowing their heads in the Sanctum Sanctorum. Devotees are also visiting Gurdwaras related with Guru Nanak Dev Ji in Sultanpur Lodhi in Kapurthala district, where Guru Nanak Dev Ji lived for 14 years and attained enlightenment. People are partaking langar at community kitchens in Gurdwaras as well as at places set up by public and other organizations. Meanwhile, a group of 2,656 devotees had also crossed over to Pakistan from Atari Wagha Joint Checkpost to pay obeisance at Nankana Sahib, the birthplace of the Guru. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. The day is also celebrated as Kartik Purnima, which falls on the full moon day of the Hindu month of Kartik. It is revered as a time of spiritual cleansing and devotion. In different parts of the country, since early morning, lakhs of devotees are taking holy dips in various rivers on the auspicious occasion. The day also coincides with Dev Deepavali. Sri Lanka's ruling National People's Power, NPP, has secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary election, crossing the majority mark of 113 in the 225-member parliament as counting of votes progresses in the country. The leftist coalition won 159 seats in the 225-member house. The fourth and final T20 international cricket match between India and South Africa will be played at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg this evening. Men in Blue are currently leading the series 2-1. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches developmental projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Bihar's Jamui on Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Political parties intensify efforts to reach out to voters ahead of assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. S&P Global Ratings projects 6.5% to 7% growth for India's GDP till financial year 2026-27. Guru Nanak Jayanti and Kartik Purnima being celebrated with religious fervour across the country. Ruling NPP of Sri Lanka registers landslide victory in parliamentary elections. And in cricket, India to take on host South Africa in fourth and final T20 International at Johannesburg this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.